Siyaqhubeka ne series emayelana nokubuya kuka Jesu nezinto ezizokwenzeka ngasekugcineni. Mhlambe kusele mawubala nalentshumela namhlanje mhlamba u5 ama sermons kanje asele. Namhlanje ngifuna sibuke encwadini yesambulo ku chapter 20. Ngifuna sitadishe uverse 1 kuya ku 6 khona. Ngicela ke ukuqala ngokufunda. Kuverse 1 ngase ngibona ingelosi yehla ezulwini esandleni sayo iphethe isihluthulelo sakwalasha neketa ngelikhulu esandleni sayo. Yabamba udrago inyoka endala umhlebi nosathane yambopha iminyaka eyinkulungwane yamphonsa kwalasha yamvalela phakathi yavala ngci ngophawu ngaphezu kwakhe ukuze angabe asayidukisi izizwe ize iphele iminyaka eyinkulungwane. Emva kwalokho kumele ukuba akhululwe okwesikhashana. Ngase ngibona izihlalo zobukhosi bahlala kuzo banikwa amandla okwahlulela. Ngabona imphefumulo yalabo ababenqunywe amakhanda ngenxa yobufakazi ngoJesu nangenxa yezwi likaNkulunkulu. Nalabo abangakhulekanga kuso isilo nasemfanekisweni waso. Nabangazange balwamukele uphawu lwaso emabunzini abo nasezandleni zabo. Baphila babusa noKristu iminyaka eyinkulungwane. Abafileyo ababesele abavukanga kwaze kwaphela iminyaka eyinkulungwane. Lokhu kungukuvuka kokuqala. Ubusisiwe futhi ungcwele onesabelo ekuvukeni kokuqala. Kulabo ukufa kwesibili akunamandla. Kodwa baya kuba ngabapristi bakaNkulunkulu nabakaKristu babuse kanye naye iminyaka eyinkulungwane. Amen. UJohane njengoba ebhala incwadi yesambulo ubhalela abazalwane ngesikhathi esasinzima ebandleni. Abazalwane babehlukunyezwa, bezingelwa, beboshwa, bebulawa kabuhlungu ngale ikhathi uJohane ebhala. Njengoba ebhala incwadi yesambulo yonke, inhloso yayinkulu ukubagqugquzela abazalwane ukuthi bangabackslide, ngoba makuneyinhlupheko kunetemptation yokuthi umuntu ukuze abalekele ukuhlukumezeka avele ayishiye indaba yokukholoma ukuthi iza neyinhlupheko abuyele ezweni, ngoba then abantu ababe bahlukumeza abazalwane babemiya ngaleso sikhathi. So uJohane ubhala le ncwadi ukubagqugquzela abazalwane ukuthi ababekezele baqinisele, even if kubiza ukuthi babulawe noma bathathwe impahla yabo noma baboshwe ngenxa yokuba bazalwane kodwa abaqinisele. Lama vesi ke siwafundayo awu 6 indlela akwenza ngayo lokho. Okokuqala, ubatshela ukuthi uSathane ungaphansi kwe-control kaNkulunkulu. Lezinto azenzayo ukubona esebenzisa abantu uNkulunkulu oyilawulayo. UNkulunkulu uyaqala ukuthi angahamba agcine phi, yini angayenza ngasiphi isikhathi. Ngakho abangathuki kakhulu babone ngathi basemandleni kaSathane, uNkulunkulu akangenele emakekho kuyona yonke into abadlula kuyona. Abaqinisele ngoba bayazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu is in control. Into yokuqala afuna bayibone. Okwesibili, ufuna ukubakhumbuza ukuthi izinto noma ingaba nzima emhlabeni ifu abazalwane kodwa kuzophetha kahle. Emfu abazalwane ukumuza umuntu mayethi kuyogcina thina. UJohane ufuna ukubakhombisa le nto ukuthi noma abantu banganibulala nize nife imbala, niyovuswa ngisho ekufeni bese niyabusa noKristu, kusazoba kuhle ifu abazalwane. Ngakho qiniselani ningabackslide ngenxa yenhlupheko. Bese enye into engicathi uyayenza la, ufuna ugqugquzela abantu abangakasindiswa, abangakaba abazalwane ukuthi ababajoyine abazalwane ukuze nabo bezovuswa kanye nabo abazalwane bese beyaphepha ekufeni kwesibili. So indlela yakhe yokubagqugquzela abazalwane ngokuthi abafundise lezi zinto ayikhulumayo la kuverse 1 kuya ku 6 mayelana nokubuya kukaJesu naleminyaka eyinkulungwane ezoba khona yokubusa after inkosi sibuyile. Amen. Now kunendlela ezintathu abazalwane throughout history nje abajwayele ukwachaza ngayo lamavesi. Kukhona khona ukuphikisana nokungaboni ngeselodwa phakathi kwabazalwane ngokuthi lamavesi kufanele achazwe kanjani. Kukhona okokuqala ababona sengathi leminyaka yenkulungwane ikhuluma ngalesikhathi esikusona manje sebandla. And inkulungwane nje simply means isikhathi eside. And lokubusa okukhulunywa ngakho ilokhu ukuthi kukhona sebe sezulwini vele ibona ababusayo noKristu, and lokuboshwa kukaSathane kungathi ilento yokuthi abantu bayakwazi ukusindiswa, uSathane akakwazi ukubavimba abantu uNkulunkulu afuna basindiswe. So in a way engathi uboshiwe, khona ababona kanjalo. Ngakho kubona okulandelayo ukubuya kukaJesu, kuvuswe bonke abafile, abakholwayo nabangakholwa, bahlulelwe, kudalwa izulu elisho umhlaba omusha, bese izinto zonke ziyaphela, bayibona kanjalo lamavesi. Kukhona abawabona sengathi akhuluma ngesikhathi esisazofika, uJesu engakafiki. Kodwa njengoba siqhubeka sishumayela ivangeli, lizuya ngokuya lingena emazweni ngamazwe, baphenduka abantu abaningi kuze kuphenduke ngisho imibuso, government, izwe liya ngokuya liba Christian. And ngaleyo ndlela, iyona ndlela uKristu obuzobusa ngayo emhlabeni. Abazalwane bazoba in control, babe in government positions, ama culture amaningi abe Christian. Then emva kwalokho uKristu mese yabuya ezokahlulela abantu umhlaba omusha nezulu elisha. So bakhona babona ngathi 1000 years usazoba khona, kodwa kulesi sikhathi sebandla, not before ukubuya kukaJesu. Bese kwesithathu khona abayi understand lento njengento ekhomba izinto ezizokwenzeka in the future, kodwa ezoqala ngokufika kukaJesu. So the next thing ezokwenzeka ukuthi uJesu uyabuya, bese siyaqala lesikhathi seminyaka e-1000, whether 1000 ngempela noma khomba isikhathi eside nje, bese siyaqala la khona abazalwane bezobe bebusa noJesu emhlabeni physically ela. And then emva kwalokho kuvuswe ke abazobe bengakholwa, bahlulelwe, bese ke kuba amazulu amasha nomhlaba nomhlaba omusha. Ilezo indlela ezintathu ajwayele ukuchazwa ngawo lamavesi. Into yokuqala ngifuna niyazi ukuthi ekukhanyeni ungabamba whichever of those views, siyakwamukela. Angikholwa ukuthi lamavesi ezinye zezinto zokuthi sicabane ngazo njengabazalwane. So makwenzeka ukuthi uyibona ngenye indlela lento echazwa la, wamukelekile ekukhanyeni, ungaba yimemba wamukeleke ngokuphelele. Angifisi ukuthi silwe ngezinto ezifanele. Zikhona izinto zokuyilwela, njengokuthi nje uJesu uNkulunkulu noma cha, noma ungumprofethi nje. Uma singavumelani lapho, asikwazi ukukhonza ndawonye, kufanele sahlukane, kufanele omunye ahamba aye kwenye indawo. Kodwa lezi zinto ezifana nalezi siyabekezelelana njengabazalwane kuzona, ekakhulukazi ngoba ayizukuba khona i-impact etheni uma omunye egejile, ngoba uJesu uzobuya. Mayisebuyile uJesu, mawukuthi ikhona ngempela iminyaka e-1000, njoba mina ngikhole ukuthi ikhona, siyongena sonke kuyona, futhi akekho kunini oyocomplaina ukuthi inkosi ungifakelani manje la, kuyobe kumnandi. Mawukuthi futhi ayikho, kodwa le language i-symbolic ikhuluma ngesikhathi sebandla, uJesu mayibuya uvusa bonke abantu yabajaja, singena kwi-eternal state, izulu elisho umhlaba omusha, nami ngiyojabula. Ngiye ngikhale ngithi inkosi ngicela siqale lapha ku-1000. So ke akuyona into yokuyilwela kangako, kodwa futhi siya acknowledge nokuthi akusiwa amavesi alula ukuwachaza ngenxa yama-symbols amaningi akhona encwadini yesambulo. Kuyenza ukuthi abanye bangaboni ngendlela abanye ababona ngayo. Amen. Mina njengoba ngishilo, ngikhole ukuthi uJesu uzobuya bese kuqala leminyaka e-1000. Anginayisho noma u-1000 ngempela noma isikhathi nje eside, akwenzi mehluko kangako, kodwa ngikhole ukuthi kukhulunywa la ngokubusa thina njengebandla esisoba nakho phezu komhlaba. Na into yokuqala engifuna ukuyenza, yesingaki manje, sikhona okokuqala esengikwenzile, la noma kwesibili lokho engikwenzayo. Ngaphambi kokuthi singene kuwona lamavesi, ngifuna sikhumbule ngokwencwadi yesambulo ukuthi sikuphi manje, kwenzakalani encwadini yesambulo. And uma ubuka ku-chapter 19, umungalo nto uzungapheqa nje uye kule chapter engemumva, ngifuna uthole ukuthi sikuphi ngaphambi kokuthi singene kule minyaka e-1000 okukhulunywa ngayo. Uzobona ku-chapter 19 ukuthi uJesu ubuyile manje emhlabeni, wazonqoba lo okuthiwa isilo la ku Revelation chaza nje isilwane engikhole ukuthi representa lo wamuntu uJesu ambiza ngencithakalo ebhubhisayo uPaule wambiza ngomuntu ongenamthetho man of lawlessness uJohane ambiza ngomphiki Kristu uyamnqoba bese thatha amandla phezu komhlaba mabuka ngifundele nje quickly from verse 11 ngase ngibona izulu livulekile nanto ihashe limhlophe nogibele kulo obizwa ngokuthi ngothembekileyo noqinisileyo uyeza ukuthi ngathi ukhuluma ngoJesu uyahlulela futhi ulwa ngokulunga amehlo akhe anjengamalanga bomlilo ekhanda lakhe kukhona imiqhele eminingi enegama elilotshiwe elingaziwa muntu ngaphandle kwakhe uqobo wayembethe ingubo ecwilisiwe egazini igama lakhe ngulizwi kaNkuluNkulu so makuthi ubungabazi ukuthi ubani I'm sure kuyaphela ukungabaza lokuthi ulizwi kaNkuluNkulu kukhunywa ngoJesu nangevela ebuya verse 14 amaviyo empi yasezulwini amlandela egibela amahasha amhlophe embethilini elicolekileyo elimhlophe nesihlanzekileyo emlonyeni wakhe kwaphuma inkemba ebukhali ukuze ashaye izizwe ngayo uya kuyibusa ngentonga yensimbi yena anyathele isikhamo sewayini lentukuthelo yolaka likaNkuluNkulu uSomandla engutsheni yakhe nasethangeni lakhe kulotshiwe igama elithi inkosi yamakhosi nombusi wababusi ngase ngibona ingilosi imi elangeni yamemeza ngezwi elikhulu eyinyonini zonke eyindizayo emkhathini wezulu ithi wozani nibuthane ezidlweni esikhulu sikaNkuluNkulu ukuze nidle inyama yamakhosi inyama yeyinduna inyama yamaqhawe inyama yamahashi neyabagibele kuwo inyama yabo bonke abakhululekileyo neyalabo abayigqili abancane nabadala ngase ngibona isilo amakhosi omhlaba kanye nempi yawo kubuthene ukuze balwe nalowo ohlele ehashini nempi yakhe uyabuya uJesu lomphiki Kristu bayabuthana bazolwa naye isilo sabanjwa kanye nomprofethi wamanga owenza ibonakaliso phambi kwaso abadukisa ngazo labo abamkela uPaul wesilo nabakhuleka emfanekisweni waso labo bobabili baphonswa bephila echibini lomlilo abantu bokuqala esihogweni elivutha isibabuli kwathi ababesele babulawa ngenkemba eyayiphuma emlonyeni wakhe lowo owayehleli ehashini iinyoni zonke zasutha yinyama yabo Jesu yafika umphiki Kristu kade busa phezu komhlaba kuhlangana impi ezozama ukulwa nalo ozayo uJesu ezothatha amandla bafuna ukugoloza nawo uyabanjwa umholi wabo uphonswe esihogweni ngqo akayinyishe hides yena uye echibini lomlilo bese ke impi yakhe iyabulawa uJesu bese ethatha amandla bese ke kungena uRevelation 20 lo okukhulunywa ngawo ake sibuke wona ke manje so into yokuqala engifuna sibone njengoba bengishilo ukuthi uSathane ungaphansi kwecontrol kaNkuluNkulu uNkulunkulu odecidayo ukuthi yini angayenza yini angeke azayenze ngasiphi isikhathi uthi verse 1 ngase ngibona ingilosi yehlezulwini esandleni sayiphethe isihluthulelo ukhiye isihluthulelo sakwalasha okusho umgodi ipit engathi ayinasi isiphetho a bottomless pit ongathi mawufake kuyona lokhu uwile nje inguna phakade iphethe isikhiye sakwalasha neketanga elikhulu esandleni sayo masikomenta nje kancane okuqala ngale bottomless pit le ngoba kufanele sibuze ukuthi yini la khuluma ngoba siyazi ukuthi kuzothiwa khona manje uSathane uzofakwa phakathi sike sabona isetshenziswa igama elifana nayo encwadini kaLuka ithi kufunela uverse 31 yakhumbula uma uJesu ekhipha amadimoni le ndoda yayinamadimoni amaningi uyayibuza uJesu ukuthi ubani igama lakho athi amadimoni siyuligiyone ngoba sibaningi bese uma sebona ukuthi uJesu uyawakhipha athi amadimoni verse 31 kepha amadimoni amncenga ukuba angawayali ukuya kwalasha ileli igama leli so kubuyeka sengathi kunendawo uNkulunkulu anayo la akwazi ukuyisa khona amanye amadimoni la madimoni nje ku Luke 8 ayacela ayayazi leyo ndawo ayacela ukuthi angayiswa khona aze ayincengele ukuthi okungenani angene ingulubeni ngoba aprefer ukuba semhlabeni nokuthi aye kule ndawo yokuboshwa. Uma futhi for example ubuka lento yeketango okukhulunywa ngayo ubuyibuza nakuthi yini le liketango elikhulu okuthiwa lisesandleni sengilosi uzokhumbula ukuthi encwadini kaPetru kuchapter 2 kukhona iverse lapha uverse 4 uma ngikufundela lona elithi uma ngempela uNkulunkulu engazange ayiyeke iingelosi ezona kodwa wayilahla kwalasha naleli gama futhi lendawo uNkulunkulu okuneyingelosi abuya ifake khona wayilahla kwalasha emgodini yesigayigayi sobumnyama nobumnyama kule ndawo engicathi kusimbulayo ukuba buhlungu iingelosi lamadimoni awathandi kuya kuyona le ndawo uthi ziboshwe ngamaketanga kuzwakala sengathi kunendlela uNkulunkulu anayo yokubopha amadimoni awafake kule ndawo lamadimoni nje ayincenga uJesu asabukuya lapha asabukuyoboshwa asabukuyovalelwa la lithi iBhayibheli ezulu kwalasha this bottomless pit ekhona uthi uNkulunkulu kukhona ayifake lapho ayibophe ngamaketango ukuze zigcinwe lapho futhi zilethwe ekwehluleleni zigcine lapho until isikhathi sokwahlulelwa kunejele uNkulunkulu abeka kulona amadimoni athize before awafake esihogweni akukho kuningi okunye esikwaziyo ngalokho ileyo nto esiyibonayo la so ke ingilosi yehla nesikhiye sokuyovula lelo jele iphethe neketango whether iketango angicabanzi iketango elifana nalamaketango esiwaziyo ngoba usathane uwumoya uyingilosi akanawo umzimba oboshwa ngeketango elifizikali kodwa kusho ukuthi kukhona into uNkulunkulu akwazi ukuyiconfina ngayo iyingilosi eyiwile bese eyoyifaka la uthi verse 2 yambamba udrago inyoka endala umhlebi nosathane yambopha iminyaka eyinkulungwane so ke iyehla ingilosi ibopha usathane iminyaka e-1000 eboshiwe angizukungena khona kakhulu kodwa notice amagama la usathane abizwa ngawo just for quickly theology encane ngosathane ubizwa ngodrago la okusho idragon idragon kwaku kwakuyisilwane ababekhole ukuthi sake saba khona mythological creature ababekuye bakhulume ngayo ngalezi ayikhathi uma kuthi wobona amamuvi into ecishe ifane naleyo ingathi kuyinyoka kodwa sometimes kunamaphiko bakhole ukuthi kwazi ukukhipha umlilo so ke kwakubuye kukhulunywa ngalezo zinto kodwa ma ufunda ngale ncwadi yesambulo uJohn kade embiza ngayo usathane chapter 12 uthi idragon ebomvu okuveza ibomvu njengegazi okuveza ukuthi usathane uviolent umbulali kwasekuqaleni uthi namakhanda awu-7 neyimpondo eziwu-10 inomsilo omude okwazi ukudonsa iy'nkanyezi ezulwini okuveza ukuthi inkulu i-powerful amakhanda neyimpondo kurevelation asymbolize amandla okubusa imbuso namakhosayo usathane ulawula zonke lezo zinto lapha chapter 12 uzingela uJesu ufuna ukumbulala siyakhunjuzwa ukuthi umbulali udangerous so makuthiwa uyidragon usathane kuveza ukuba umbulali kwakhe ukuba vicious nolaka kwakhe kuveza ukuba namandla okubusa kwakhe usathane la encwadini yesambulo inyoka endala okuveza ukuthi njengenyoka enopoison ethi mayikulumile ubulawo poison nosathane udangerous kodwa njengenyoka iclever inyoka nosathane uclever kanjalo eyintweni ezimbi uyasabisa uyingozi mayibizwa ngenyoka endala khulunywa ngalokho uma kuthiwa the devil umhlebi noma usathane into eshinto eyodwa udevil is Greek usathane isebheru okuchaza osimangalelayo njengalokhu amangalela uJobe wathi Nkosi lo ukuthanda ngoba wena umvikele nathi uyasimangalela kumele bayesihogweni labo buka banjani buka banjani soke uma sithi sathane noma the devil sikhuluma ngaleyo nto umsebenzi kasathane ayenzayo soke uyabanjwa kuverse 3 ufakwa kwalasha kule bottomless pit yambopha yamphonsa kwalasha bese kubalwa ezinye izinto ezintathu eyingenza abazalwane ngicabanga ukuthi lento isho ukuthi uSathane uyabanjwa ngempela uyasuswa emhlabeni uyovalelwa indlela okukhulunywa ngala kuverse 3 okokuqala yamphonsa kwalasha yamfaka kule pit le lo mgodi lo ongathi awuna bottom okwesibili yamvalela phakathi ngathi kunesivalo la ibizivule ngokhiye bamfaka phakathi uSathane bamvalela okwesithathu yavala ngci ngophawu uphawu kushiwo isil ngalezi ayikhathi uma for example inkosi noma umuntu obalulekile mayithumela umyalezo efuna ungavulwa mhlambe scroll sasibhalwa kanje bese siyagoqo bese thathwa into engathi ikhandlela iconsiswe la igcineni wayene ring ayikhivize ukuze wena mawuyithola mawubuka la uyabonza la ikhandlela belishiswe khona ne ring kusa intact ayikazivulwe lento le so ke isili yagcina yaziwa njengento yokuvala izinto ingavulwa ngempela so ke kuthiwa la ma uSathane esephonsiwe kwavala isitapha kufakwa nesila ukuthi lenda kekho ozoyivula khona into ehlukile yenziwayo engicathi ayenziwe manje kulesi sikhathi sebandla esikusona uSathane usazovalelwa avalelwe phakathi aphonswe lapha isilwe lento ayikhiwe lento avalelwe khona umphumela wakhona mabuku verse 3 uqhubeka ukuze angabe esayidukisa izizwe ize iphele iminyaka eyinkulungwane emva kwalokho kumele ukuba akhululwe mayesevalelwe lapha akazobe sakwazi ukudukisa izizwe until ikuphele lesi sikhathi esi 1000 years then uzobuya avulelwe futhi anikezwe isikhathi sokuphinde asebenze unjengenje ketangeni kaNkuluNkulu uyamdedela uNkuluNkulu abuya amdonsa lo nto uzambopha sihlala la kancane abuya aqaqa ketanga amdedela uNkuluNkulu is in charge of zonke izinto uSathane akwazi ukuzenza okuyinto engancathi yayiduduza kula bantu ababebhekene nokuhlupheka uSathane ephezulu kwabo ebacindezele kodwa ke sicaba ingancane ngalento ukuthi akasazi ukwazi ukuyidukisa izizwe currently uyayidukisa uSathane izizwe andikhona la encwadini yesambulo mawubuka for example ku chapter 2 mawupheqwe ku chapter 2 incwadini yesambulo khona izinto efuna ukukhombisa zona ukuze futhi ningalali obasikhuluma ngeprophecy uma uye encwadini yesambulo ku chapter 2 isikhathi sebandla lesangithi khulunywa ngamabandla u7 iyona lencwadi le uJohana ibhala uthi ku verse 9 kuleli bandla ngiyakwazi ukuhlupheka kwakho nompofu bakho kodwa ube ucebile nenhlamba yalabo abathi bangabajuda bengesibo kodwa beyisinagogi likaSathane khona abantu ababethi bamajuda kanti bayisinagogi likaSathane uSathane ubadukisile kuyona lencwadi ngesikhathi sebandla uSathane uyabadukisa abantu ubenze isinagogi lakhe Verse 10 ungakwesabi lokho ozakuhlupheka ngakho uSathane uza kubaphonsa ejele abanye benu ukuze nilingwe ubhizi uSathane usebenzisa abantu uyabadukisa abenze babamba abazalwane babaphonsa emajele uyasebenza ubhizi esikhathini sebandla uSathane futhi niza kuhlupheka izinsuku ezilishumi thembekani kuze kube sekufeni niza kunika umqhele wokuphila mawuhlala kuverse 13 ngiyazi lapho uhlala khona lapho kukhona isihlalo sobukhosi sikaSathane ubusa njengenkosi khona manje esikhathini sebandla encwadini yesambulo kunesihlalo sobukhosi sikaSathane kepha ubambelele egameni lami awuliphikanga ukholo lwami nasemhleni kaAntipas ufakazi wami othembekileyo owabulawa phakathi kwenu lapho kuhlala khona uSathane uyabusa kule ndawo lelibandla elikuyona kuverse 24 kepha ngithi kini enisele yeTheatira nina nonke eningenayo lemfundiso eningakwazi okujulileyo kukaSathane njengalokhu besho abanye akunethwese omunye umthwalo khona izinto akuthiwa izinto ezijulile kaSathane uSathane uyafundisa unezinto ezijulile ayifundisayo ubhizi udukisa abantu zama ukudukisa ngisho amabandla uactive mawusufika kuchapter 20 khona into eshintshayo uchapter 20 ngicathi usitshela leyo nto leyo okwamanje esikhathini sebandla nangu busy then ku chapter 20 kuthiwa uzoboshwa ukuze angabe sakwazi ukwenza lezinto azenzayo kulesi sikhathi esiphila kusona. Khona isikhathi esizayo indlela engiwunderstanda ngawo lamavesi la uSathane ezosuswa emhlabeni angakwazi uku-influencer abantu, angakwazi ukubalinga, angakwazi ukubafundisa inkohliso njengalokhu enza la sibona emabandleni kulesi sikhathi esikusona. Khona namanye ama-examples ongawabona khona la encwadini yesambulo eveza ukusebenza kukaSathane nokudukisa kwakhe. Kodwa yithi ngicaphunele nje chapter 13 ngizokweqa okunye. Chapter 13 again ubona lesikhathi sesilo noma samphika iKristu. Mawufunda from verse 11 ngibona esinye isilo siphuma emhlabeni sineimpondo ezimbili ezifana nezewundlu futhi sikhulumisa okukaDrago. Ngathi uJesu kodwa ukhulumisa okukaSathane. Ilokuthi umprofethi lo oyobelekelela lo wambusi womphika iKristu. Uthi sasebenzisa lonke igunya lesilo sokuqala somphika iKristu saphoqelela umhlaba nabo bonke abakhileyo kuwo ukuba bakhonze isilo sokuqala okwapholiswa inceba laso. Senza ibonakalise inkulu ngisho nokwehlisa umlilo ezulwini wehlele emhlabeni ngaphambi kwabantu. Izwa ku verse 14. Siyabakhohlisa labo abakhileyo emhlabeni. Sikhathi sebandla, sikhathi sokukhohliswa kwabantu. Futhi kuzoya ngokuya kuba worse towards ukubuya kaJesu nokufika komphika iKristu. Abantu bazobe bekhohliswa. USathane esebenza behind the scenes ebakhohlisa abantu. Ngakho uma ufika encwadini yesambulo kuchapter 20 kuthiwa uSathane uphonswe emkwalasha wavalelwa, kwavalwa ngci ngophawu ukuze angabe sayidukisa izizwe khona into esazoshintsha emhlabeni. Indlela engiwunderstanda ngawo lamavesi. Nina sende bangcwele. Khona 1000 years ozayo uSathane azobe ngekho active ngawo, azobe evalelwe eboshiwe, eboshwe uNkulunkulu ukuze angayidukisi izizwe. I-message la yokuyithola. UNkulunkulu is in charge. USathane usebenza only when uNkulunkulu evumile. Izinto ezenzeka empilweni yakho njengomzalo noma ngabe uhlukunyezwa abantu noma inhlupheko eyingafana neyikaJobe ezilethwa uSathane, it's only when uNkulunkulu evumile. UNkulunkulu is in charge, is in control. Ngakho ungaba nesibindi, ungakwazi ukubekezela ngoba ukho nje ezandleni zikaSathane. Kodwa noma ngakuthinta unjengenja ebanjwe iketango likaNkulunkulu, ayikho into angakwenza yona uNkulunkulu angakulungisele ukuthi ukwazi ukuyimela. Ngakho iba nesibindi ma umzalwane. Ngicathi le imessage afuna siyithole la. Okwesibili, kuverse 4, into ezokwenzeka ngalo 1000 years lo uJesu mayebuya. Ngase ngibona izihlalo zobukhosi bahlala kuzo banikwa amandla okwahlulela. Obanda awudingi ukuqagela ngoba uyaqhubeka. Uthi ngabona imphefumulo yalabo ababenqunywe amakhanda ngenxa yobufakazi ngoJesu nangenxa yezwi likaNkulunkulu. Khona babebulewe and amaRoma ayengabulali nje kuphela ngokubethela esiphambanweni. That was one way of torture enawo. Kodwa futhi ayibulala ngokunquma ikhanda, kakhulukazi ama-citizens aseRome, i-capital punishment, babenqunywa ikhanda. Njengoba sizwa emlandweni ukuthi noPawule wagcina ebulewe ngokunqunywa ikhanda eRome. So abazalwane babebulawa ngaleyo ndlela. Even ngalesi khathi uJohane ebhala yayenzeka lento yokunqunywa amakhanda kwabazalwane. So ke labo ababefile ngaleyo ndlela yibona labo abahlala ezihlalweni. Bese thi nalabo abangakhulekanga kuso isilo, khona basaphila kodwa abazange bavume ukukhonza umphiki iKristu bambize ngoNkulunkulu njengoba wayefuna zonke izizwe zimbize ngoNkulunkulu. Ababe bephila ngaleso sikhathi abafunanga ukukhuleka emfanekisweni waso, abayilandelanga inkolo yakhe. Abazange bawamukele balwamukele uPawu lwaso emabunzini abo nasezandleni zabo. UPawu lakhe anginasikhathi sokungena kulona kodwa kuyakhuluma ngaso laphana ku-chapter 13. Kuchaza nje uku-identifya nalenkolo azobe yiletha And abanye be identify nayo bayovunyelwa ukutrade ke badayise baphile kahle bangahlukunyezwa abayonqaba ukuyibala njengabantu abakhonza umphiki Kristu bayobe bebulawa bezingelwa ipersecution lathu Jesu yobikhona engakazi bonakala before so ke khona basaphila abazange bayo embamkhonze njengonkulunkulu abalwamkelanga lelo power bazange bayibale kanye nabakhonzi bakhe uthi ke mayiqhubeka baphila babusa noKristu iminyaka eyinkulungwane laba babenqunywa amakhanda baphila laba ababesaphila ngicathi kwenzeka lento okukhulunywa ngayo ku 1 Corinthians 15 baguqulwa isimo ngokuphazima kweso banikezwe imizimba emisha abanye bavuswa emathuneni laba ababekade befile bekholwa iresurrection bayavuswa baguqulwa isimo yileyanto umfundisi Dlamini ayikhuluma ngayo ku 1 Corinthians 15 leyenzekayo la bese ku verse 4 labo ke bahlale ehlalweni zobukhosi banikezwa amandla okwahlulela. Ni understand? At least ukuthi mina ngi understand kanjani lento. Akhona amanye ama views. For example, le view ethi kukhunywa ngesikhathi sebandla. Bazothi bona laba babusayo abazalwana babusa besezwini laba bafile. Hayi thina la emhlabeni. So ke uJesu akakabuya isikhathi sebandla lesi uma umuntu efa ibonake labo kuthiwa bayabusa laba basemhlabeni ababaliwe lapho bese bethi lokhiya kuvuka ekupheleni ka verse 4 bakuthiwa baphila kukhulunywa ngokusindiswa kwabantu uma umuntu kungathi kade ubefile useyavuka ngokomoya bathi kusho kanjalo ngesikhathi umuntu efa physically bese phaphama esephila ezulweni babona kanjalo ngiyabahlonipha kodwa angivumelani nabo. Ngicathi lisho lento elishoyo lamavesi lawa kodwa kasidibhetheni la ngaphandle. So ke into engifuna izinto engifuna uyinothiseke la manje ukuthi bahlala ehlalweni zobukhosi okuveza ukubusa Jesu ubuyila ngithi nqotshiwe umphiki Kristu nempi yakhe. Kodwa obviously la ababulewe bonke abantu ngoba uSathane njengoba beboshwa nje uboshwa ukuthi angabadukisi ngoba basela abantu abangakholwa uJesu uthe mayibuya wabulala wathatha umphiki Kristu nomprofeti wamfaka esiqogweni wabulala impi kodwa inqwaba yabantu abanye abasasele bengabulewe. So kuyabazalwana banikezwe izihlalo zobukhosi ukuze babuse kanye noKristu phezu kwalabantu abasele for 1,000 years. So makuthiwa babusa kanye noKristu, uKristu uyinkosi yomhlaba wonke. Futhi abazalwane banjengamakhosi ngaphansi kukaKristu. Mhlawumbe abanye badiployiwa ukuthi bayobusa eNorth Africa. Angazi ngiyahlawumbisela manje sekuwukhoza lo. Akusalona iBhayibheli. Abanye bekuthiwa bayobusa eSouth America. Abanye babusa amadolobha athize angazi kube kuhleleke kanjani ngalezo yikhathi kodwa kubuya sengathi siyobe sishera amandla ombuso kanye noJesu ngalezi yikhathi sibusa phezu kwalabantu abangakholwa bayobe besele uJesu engababulalanga njengoba kade buya kuchapter 19. Izihlalo zobukhosi nokubusa namandla okwahlulela njengamajaji phezu kwabo. Futhi ungamangali ukuthi kuzoba njalo. Ngoba kuchapter 2 bekade eyishile into efana naleyo uJesu. Uthe chapter 2 mayikhuluma nebandla wathi kuverse 26 onqobayo nogcina imisebenzi yami kuze kube sekupheleni ngiyakumnika ilungelo lokubusa phezu kwezizwe. Uya kuyibusa ngento ngayensimbi ziphihlizwe njengezitsha ezibunjiweyo. Yokwenzeka nini lokho makungenzeki la? So ke kukhona isikhathi uNkulunkulu asihlelela ukuthi abazalwane basazobusa phezu kwezizwe phezu kwabantu abangakholwa kogcina thina. Khona isikhathi esizayo amatafula ezobhekiswa phezulu khona noma manje abheke phezulu azobhekiswa kahle phansi. Ngoba njengoba uJohane ebhala abazalwane bangaphansi bayacindezelwa bayazingelwa njengezilwane bayahlukunyezwa baphucwa impahla yabo baphethwe ngendluzula abangakholwa bayabusa. Ibona basemandleni umbuso wamaRoma usabusa namanje kusanjalo thina siyidlanzana asinamandla. USathane uyabusa nabantu bakhe uNkulunkulu usazoyi overturn yonke leyo nto beyithini esibusa phezukwabo. Khona isikhathi sokuphindisela. uNkulunkulu usazopheya. uNkulunkulu usazosibeka phezu kwabo, sibuse phezu kwabo abantu abangakholwa. Uthi kuchapter 5 verse 9 uthi uma eyiveza ngendlela ahlabelela icule elisha athi ufanele wena ukuyithatha incwadi nokuqaqa impawu zayo ngokuba wahlatshwa wabathengela uNkulunkulu ngegazi lakho abavela koyonke imindeni ilimi abantu nezizwe. Wabenza baba ngumbuso nabapriesti kuNkulunkulu wethu babuse emhlabeni. UJesu ngokusindisa kwakhe usenza sibe abapriesti, sisondele kuNkulunkulu kungabi khona lutho phakathi kwethu noNkulunkulu. Ithina siyobe sihola indumiso kaNkulunkulu ngalesi sikhathi. Kodwa futhi wasenza saba ababusi, sisazobusa phezu komhlaba. Webazalwane, sisazoba ama big deal. Ingakho ku-right ukuyithoba manje. Ingakho ku-right ukuzehlisa manje. Ngoba uNkulunkulu usazosiphakamisa. Abayiphakamisayo manje basazothotshiswa babe phansi. Ingakho singadinga ukuba no best life wethu manje. Uyeza u-best life. Angidingi ukuba into enkulu nokwaziswa nokubekwela usofa la. Ngiyawufuna khona usofa. Kodwa hayi manje. Siyazi isikhathi la ngisazobekelwa khona isihlalo sokubusa, ke ngibuse phezu kwabantu. Nawe ngeyakhe indlela. Ngiyayifuna mina le ikhathi, ngiyayifuna zenzeke. Ngiphiphela zona, ngifuna ukuba i-big shot embusweni kaJesu. Amen. So ke for 1000 years siyobe sibusa kanjalo. Ithike siye kuleli phuzu lami lesithathu nelokugcina. Kuchapter 5, I mean verse 5 manje, like chapter 20. Uthi ke verse 5 abafileyo ababesasele abavukanga. Uyayizwa leyo nto? Angithi kuvuswa kukhona abavukile ngesikhathi uJesu ebuya, sitshele ukuthi baphi abo, kuthiwa yilabo abangazange basikhonzisilo. Ilaba babulawa ngenxa yobufakazi bezwi likaNkulunkulu, abantu ababekholwa ubavusile uJesu manje. Abanye befile, ebese befile akade bengangeni leyo category, abazange bavuswe ngalesikhathi kwaze kwaphela iminyaka eyinkulungwane. Lokhu ngokuvuka kokuqala, lokhu kokuvuswa kwabazalwane. Besingakayiboni lento before kwezinye izincwadi. Njoba de sifunde nje, besingakezwa ukuthi kunokuvuka okungafani. U-First Corinthians 15 uvela khulume ngathi kuzovuka kanye kanye. Kodwa manje uNkulunkulu uyakhela entweni asambulela yona. Usiyasitshela ukuthi kahle kahle kuzoba ne-gap. Uma uJesu ebuye kuzovuswa abazalwane. Ke kuphele eside isikhathi, mhlawumbe 1000 years ngempela, noma kuchaze nje isikhathi eside, thereafter bayovuswa-ke nabangakholwa. Soke sivuswe kuqala, kukhona ukuvuka okubili according to lamavesi lawo. Lokhu kuvuka kokuqala okwesibili kuyakhulunywa ngakho mawehlela ko verse 12 no verse 13, sekuvuswa ke wonke umuntu ukuthi ahlulelwe ngalesi sikhathi. Ingakho ethi ku verse 6 ubusisiwe futhi ungcwele onesabelo ekuvukeni kokuqala. Kulabo ukufa kwesibili yakunamandla. Laba bavuka la ekuvukeni kokuqala, ukufa kwesibili ndawudinga ukuqagela ukuthi yini, ngoba kuzoqhubeka eqhubeka noChapter 20 uzokhuluma ngakho. Ukhuluma ngesihogo, ichiphi lomlilo libizwa ngokufa kwesibili. Laba bavuka ekufeni kokuqala ekuvusweni kokuqala, ukufa kwesibili akunamandla phezu kwabo, abazukuyiswa echibini lomlilo, alizukubathinta, alinalungelo phezu kwabo, ngoba abantu akade bekholwa uJesu abangazange bahlubuke ngesikhathi senhlupheko, ababekezela ukufa kwesibili, abazukuya khona abazalwane. Kodwa bayakuba ngabapriesti bakaNkulunkulu. Lento yokuba umpriesti ichaza ukuba close noNkulunkulu. Asizukuzwa ngendaba ngaye. Abapriesti babeba phakathi kukaNkulunkulu nabantu ngesikhathi seMthetho Testament elidala. Abantu babeletha iminikelo, abapriesti bona ababeyithatha bayise altare. Umpriesti omkhulu yena owayingena endaweni engcwele ngcwele, kwakungangeni nombani. Kwakungathi ba mediator between abantu noNkulunkulu thina siyoba yilabo ba priest siyobe singenele ebukhoneni kaNkulunkulu njengeyingane ingena iphonseke xa ekamereni labazali siyobe sihlala naye uNkulunkulu kusho njalo omunye womvuzo wethu lowo baye bangaba priest bakaNkulunkulu nabaka Kristu babuse kanye naye iminyaka eyinkulungwane into engicathi uJohane ufuna ukuyisho ke manje la okokuqala uyaveza ukuthi babusisiwe abantu abayoparticipate ekuvukeni kokuqala funa ukuba omunye wabo ngoba abazukuya ekufeni kwesibili khona abantu abazoya ekufeni kwesibili ngakho zinuka amakhwapha zicheke ukuthi uya qualify kuleya group engazange ihlubuke ngesikhathi seyinhlupheko kodwa iyancamela ukuthi ngamanife lokufa kokuqala kunokuthi ihlubuke bese yekufeni kwesibili ngakho uthi mawungasindisiwe woze insindisweni ngoba ungaboni nje njengoba kunje emhlabeni manje abazwane bengathi ho lamthuthu bengathi bayizinto ezingeyilutho kodwa abantu abangakholwa kuyibona basemandleni ibona omongameli no prime minister ibona ama billionaire nezigwili ibona abaphila ubukhazikhazi ibona abama celebrity ibona abagcwele ko TV abantu abangakholwa ibona abagqamile abanje abazalwane ngathi asiyilutho sitelelekile ungabuki leso simo khona isikhathi ezayo izinto ezisazoguqulwa ngaso khetha iside el right kuseyimanje khetha leli side elizothi uma uJesu ebuya noma ingabe selabulawa livuswe mawukuthi siyobe saphila siguqula isimo bese senziwa ababusi kanye naye uJesu for 1,000 years sesibusa phezu kwabo bonke abanye ungakhethi iside eliya esihogweni ecibini lomlilo ekufeni kwesibili uqonda ukusho njalo uJohane bese ethi wena kusukhethile bekezela phela musa ukuhlehliswa inhlupheko musa ukuhlehliswa whether inhlupheko eyilethwa uSathane ngabantu noma ilethwa uSathane ngezimo ukugula ukufelwa ukungawuthola umsebenzi ukungabi mnandi nje kwempilo zonke izinto ezinzima nezinhlupheko eyigcina yilinga abantu ukuthi kuthiwe bayasizakala abantu kamambani nakababani bahamba abantu bayezangomeni naseyinyangeni qinisela wena ungavumi noma inhlupheko othi uma udlula kuzona ubone sengathi yazi kungcono ukuthi ngiyoyidlela izona emhlabeni at least ke ngijabulise ngotshwala noma ngokukhohlakala okunye kwezinye izinhlobo kunokuthi ngibekezele kodwa ngibe ngihlupheka kanje athi le mavesi kunaqinisela ngoba kusazoba mnandi ungavumi ukuhlubuka ngoba abahlubukayo baphelele echibini lomlilo kodwa baqiniselayo basazobusa noJesu lencwadi ibhalelwe lokho bangcwele ngakho noma singangavumelana ngemniningwane nokuthi kusho ukuthini kuphi kuphi kodwa asiwuthole lo mqondo sobala ukuthi uNkulunkulu ufuna sibekezele siqinisele ngoba kunomvuzo omuhle ukubekezela noma ngabe kuneyinhlupheko kuKristu amen angibe ngifisa bathandekayo sibe nawo lo mqondo lo ngoba ivangeli leprosperity lifike la imosha lento ebandleni lafundisa abazwana ukulindela zonke izinto la emhlabeni uma bengayiboni baconfuseka abazalwane ukuthi ngoba sengisindisiwe nje uphi pho umsebenzi uphi umshado ziphi izingane iphi imali iphi iphi imoto kuphi ukuthi cha kusangenzeka kube nzima kwakhulu kunakuqala noma sewusindisiwe owethu umvuzo uza nokubuya kaKristu asiwulinde it is worth waiting for bazalwane asiyibekezele inhlupheko njengamaqhawe ngoba kunomvuzo omuhle ukuqinisela singabuyele emumva awuzukuyisola ngokubekezela enkosini kunesikhathi esizayo uthi uJohane akabonakala siyakuba yikho bayasidelela kwamanje kodwa mhla ibonakaliswa siyakufana naye abantu bonke basibone ukuthi hey man bebe right labo angazi basibiza ngani kodwa uNkulunkulu usazosiphendulela usazosipheyela uNkulunkulu ngakho asimene isibindi siqinisele nasebunzimeni. Amen.